or maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all.
All right, we are back. It's been a while, unfortunately. We can never get this thing going right. It's supposed to be a weekly podcast.
And we missed last week.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the week before.
Yeah. It might be a monthly podcast right now at this point. We're trying to get to at least a bi-weekly or weekly.
At least when cash and our checks start coming in, then it'd be a little more frequent.
I like the way you're thinking.
Exactly.
I like the way you're thinking. You can in fact donate to the podcast if you would like. But we're here, shorter in person. We have Handsome Shrek.
Hello.
We have Blockhead Blake over there.
That's good. I like that.
You like that, Blockhead? We have Nana, because he still hasn't come up with a cool name. I guess he says his name is already...
My name is already cool.
It's already
Google
cool.
Google Nana, you see what that means. Google Nana right now.
Nobody's going to Google it. Why don't you just tell us what it means? Or you want us to be special?
We'll
ask Siri. Don't worry. We have Nature Boy.
Woo!
In the house. And of course, String Bean.
Yes,
always a pleasure. He is, in fact, Googling as we speak to see exactly what Nana means, because
it means full of shit.
Oh!
No!
These guys have some sort of a rivalry or something.
I don't know, man.
Football versus football is going on in here.
Well, that's not today's topic.
It can be.
No.
What do you mean, what is today's topic? Nobody ever has a topic when we come
back. It's football. All right. So I'm going to have this argument where football is people holding the ball and running with the ball. It's football. Football.
He's just saying football.
I hear you.
Nana got to give a little bit more background on himself. Why
do you call it
that way? First of all, Nana is from Africa.
It doesn't matter.
It's definitely relevant.
As you can hear by his accent.
It's a beautiful accent.
And so he's just not ready to...
Can anybody explain to me why American football is called football?
There's lots of feet in football. Kicking.
I cannot explain it to you why.
People are running around.
It doesn't make any sense.
Can you explain to me why it's called football?
You got everybody stumped.
So why?
Maybe we need
why
to go
with
soccer. No, it's only called soccer here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Internationally, it started as soccer, and it's like accepting the metric system versus.
No.
Yeah.
The world accepted it as football. That's what.
FUTBOL.
One organization that handles everything in the world is called FIFA, Federation of Football, whatever.
Federation of International Football Association. I got you.
I think it's French, so they say kind of backwards.
I'm
actually learning French.
They didn't want to be called CIFA or FISA. So that's why they didn't want to go with the S.
Coming at you, bro.
Why is football only played in America, though?
It's called American football.
American football.
Yes.
MLS. Major League Soccer.
Why is it called Baseball World Series?
Because you still have countries from all over the world that are
actually producing
players.
Wait, pause. You're telling me the World Series has people from other countries playing?
Japan.
They have people.
Yeah.
They don't have teams. No.
So why do you go to the World
Series?
There's
no Japanese team, but we take the best players from all over
the world.
Why do you go to the World Series?
Because it's the best players from all over the world.
No.
It's the high-skill league.
The FIFA World Cup,
there
right?
is no team that's going to beat.
Hold on. Everyone gets called world champions when they win something. So
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the point.
When they play a FIFA World Cup, do you see one country with different people from other countries in that country playing? No,
but World Cup is something
Why
totally different.
Why do you go to
different.
World Series?
It's like
it
Olympics.
It doesn't make no sense.
It does. It's because it's the highest level of baseball is what that is.
Yeah.
There's no
baseball
level higher than MLB. That's the highest level of baseball.
How is it the highest?
Because it
no
is.
No one is going to be. There's no other better.
You have teams in Japan. Not, why don't you play Japan and
the Japanese teams are good. The Japanese teams are
World Classic. Yeah, the World Classic.
Yeah. It's played every 4 years or something. Every 3 years or something like that.
Play Japan. Play something.
I just said they do.
They do.
It's called the World Classic. It's something different.
Americans feel proud of their games, right? Nobody's going to play our game, so we're going to call it whatever the hell we want to call it.
That's America.
That's what it is.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
They do the same thing in the NBA. They do called the World Champions in the NBA. But then they still have...
China League is in.
Then they still have...
Do they? The NBA?
Yes.
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 Like the finals, the NBA finals?
Yes.
Dude,
when they went, the winner is called the World Champions.
That is
so. No, well, explain to me. So
it's like WWE.
So what is a World Champion? Are you, like, only the World Cup is a World Champion?
It's World when everybody gets involved in it.
No, but
you want national competition, you have
national teams playing for a cup.
So essentially
it's like the Olympic Games.
Time
out.
Look, essentially you're talking about the best players in the world playing against each other. Just because, say, Germany's in the World Cup final, they have players that they poach from other countries that become citizens because they're the best of the best.
You're going to conspiracy theories, right?
There's not conspiracy theories. It's 100% true.
The U.S. Hold on a second. The U.S. team last time they were in. They were filled with Germany. They were filled with a lot of guys never stepped foot.
Perfect example. Germany had stolen all of Poland's best players.
No,
Podolski? Are you kidding me? Yeah, he is so German. Podolski is super German.
How did he poach? How did the Germans poach a Polish player? He was raised in Germany. He has a German.
Look at Freddie Adu.
He has Ghanaian parents.
Freddie Adu could have played for America or could have went and played for Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, that was when he was.
Spurs are from Ghana.
It doesn't matter. Brazil wanted him to become a citizen, so he could play for the international team.
You can't just become a citizen. You should have parents. You just don't become a citizen of a country, right?
But I mean, get like the choice to play like. Oh, should I play for America, or do I want to play for like France or Greece,
they have
so many options.
If they have parents or whatnot, or their wives or something. Associated with another country, so they have the eligibility to become a citizen of that country.
I'm pretty sure if I was like the best NBA player, and I was like, man, my great grandma was Italian, and Italy's like, yo, Blake, like, we can get you a citizenship in 2 days if you want to play for a basketball team, and I want to represent Italy. I could easily do that.
But like, if your parents are Italians, and the Italian law allows you to become a citizen through the lineage of your parents.
I mean, I have zero connection to Italy, though. Like, if my great-grandparents are Italian.
So what about when...
Because they are, but, like...
So what about when the basketball players, like, are playing in the Olympics and some of the USA players who play here, they play for their home team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Giannis, what's his name?
Giannis spends, Giannis 64 days a year in America.
They play for their country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play with the team like the Indiana Pacers. Like, say I'm on the Indiana Pacers, but during this time... They represent their country.
Mm-hmm.
They
exactly.
They're citizens of that country. They're just here with work permits. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
He's saying countries are poaching players.
But they do.
That's definitely true. There's definitely some poaching.
They definitely do.
They don't poach.
That is undeniable that there is some poaching.
I mean,
so it's not poaching. It's just asking. It's just asking.
I mean, your parents
are. Would you play with us?
I give you my high school.
I'd say it's fair to say.
That's a lot of that. A lot of that is going on nowadays. Yeah. That could be a whole other problem.
High schools.
And high schools.
High schools.
Yeah. Yes,
high
schools it is time. Getting to be a shit show. We'll save that for another podcast. Yeah.
That's a big topic we can get into.
With the poaching players from other countries.
From other states, districts, all over the place.
High schools are doing it. That happened to my high school.
Essentially, it's really big in states where it's big in baseball. And big in football, like in Texas for football, what they do is in elementary school or middle school, they purposely foul kids and hold them back so that when they're a senior in high school, they're the most eligible age that they can still play.
And so they're oldest, the biggest, they're like men amongst boys. And at my high school, we had like this really good wideout who he was on, you know, he was on varsity as a freshman and like all that stuff. And come junior year, he's going to like this private school, like, you know, an hour away, on a full ride.
Yep.
Like, all because they wanted him just to, you know.
A lot to that going on. So, how's he doing now? Is he?
He plays for an Ivy League school on a full ride, so he did pretty well. So congrats to him.
So to bring it full circle.
Sure.
The reason why you can have a sport that's only located really, like, heavily located in one country as world champions, if that sport is recognized that these teams are the top players in the world, the team that wins are the world champions.
If you say it that way, then every league in Europe is a world something. Because if you go to Spain, they have different people from different countries playing in that league.
Right.
England is the same thing. Are they going to call their leagues the world championships?
I mean, I think it's a little different.
Well, here, I'll give you an example. So, say, what league is Man U in for their club?
It's English Premier League.
Okay. EPL. Well, okay, so what is DC United in?
MLS.
Okay, so if DC United wins the entire thing and they win their cup, and Man U wins their cup, that's equal. They're both the same potential of teams. Because they both won the championships of their independent league. I would say, and I think everyone in the entire world 100% would say, the English Premier League is way more renowned and recognized as the best league over an MLS
FIFA
league.
FIFA has something called the World Club Cup. So the best in every league, they come together and they play.
Yes.
So the best from MLS, the best from England, the best from Spain, they all come together and they play like a one-week tournament or one
so night. Is like,
and
so
then that is determines the world champions
for soccer, football, whatever you,
whatever you want to call it. Okay, so
so
I understand your argument now.
What great player from Spain? Okay, which league is like the biggest, like monetarily? Is it the English Premier League? I assume, right?
Right now, it's gonna be the English Premier League.
So like,
the money in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's say a great Spanish player wants to make tons of money, right? They'd go to England, right? Would they not? And then,
really,
so
because they might hit you with the taxes. Some people leave England to go to Spain because Spain, you can avoid taxes.
Interesting. Okay, right. So like, you would say that the best players would flock to Spain then?
The best players are in Spain right now. You have Messi, you have Ronaldo. Ronaldo's easy.
Perfect example. Best U.S. players play in the Premier League.
Who's the best U.S. player?
What's that one young
Pulisic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he plays.
He just scored his first goal the other day, by the way.
He scored a... listen.
Why are you poo-pooing on his goal, bro?
It was an easy goal. I mean,
he's been scoring goals in Germany for a long time. It's just that in England, they just make a big fuss about everything.
Right.
Right.
But what
we're... Because you just said
it's a bigger league.
Money, it's because of money.
It's a bigger league, though.
The person who loses makes so much money in the league. Like, if you're the last thing ever to get there, there's so much money you make.
It kind of makes sense because... Over the last 5 or 10 years, EPL Saturday and Sunday mornings is huge here. So you can get up and you can watch EPL in the morning on Sunday morning, leading up into NFL.
The problem with
the
MLS
is pretty cool.
The MLS is set up like baseball and basketball. They do the playoffs. There's so many teams.
You don't hear the MLS calling them world champions, though.
I don't know what they call. Yes,
they don't call
MLS
them
MLS.
They know they're not MLS. They're not world champions.
But there's so many teams in MLS. They have to break them into separate leagues.
But you have to say that also soccer is a different animal here. Like every single nation plays soccer, pretty much. I mean,
look,
you can say
they love soccer in this country.
Yeah, well, okay,
the best female soccer team in the world.
Yes,
for the females.
Yes.
Well, like, when it comes to the males, it's like. I don't know,
tell me one other like full blown out competitive baseball league other than Japan's league or
that's not right now. I only know the U.S.
I mean, there's none.
There's
no league like the MLB. Like the best players from Japan, MLB.
If
players from like you know the Dominican Republic or MLB, all of Latin America, MLB.
If you're born anywhere around the world, and you go, I want to be a baseball player. You come and you play for the MLB.
Yeah, that's why they can stay world champions. They have the best players. There's no, like, you know, okay, for soccer, right? The English Premier League, I guess, could be rivaled by the Spanish League, is what you're saying. There's nothing like that MLB. There's, no other league is close.
There's no other rivals, right?
So they're the other world.
It's
champs.
The world champs.
No other team assembled is going to be.
It's the world. It's just America.
Well, you have players from anywhere coming to play. Like,
they do play games players. Outside of America. And if you want to get technical,
that's just to make
if you
want to
get
on,
technical, there is still teams in Canada. So if you want to get technical. If you want to get technical.
How many baseball teams in Canada?
Toronto. It's just one now, but, I mean, the Nationals came from.
They used to be Winnipeg?
No, Expos. They were Montreal.
Montreal? Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, look at that. Mind blown.
Mind blown.
I mean, kind of get what he's saying. I think it works. Again, like, how do you play for an American team and you win the championship or whatever and you consider the world champion, you don't even speak English.
Well, that's why you're the world
that's
champion.
World
you're not
champion.
The American champion. Otherwise, anybody who's not an American citizen, then
what I'm thinking a world champion is, again,
because
like you're saying, okay,
countries.
So United States or whatever, you play this country, not a mixed team. I'm talking about your origins is from the United States. Okay, you're representing the United States. Not that I got you because you're some great player I done found. Even say on a basketball team, like you go to Africa and find a 7'11" foot guy who don't know a thing about basketball, but I figure you can help my team.
That goes back to what we said. That's the World Baseball Classic. That is something totally different.
Okay. But I mean, who says that world champ has to be associated with what country you're in? Like,
yeah,
that's just who cares? I mean,
because there is no equal.
There's players from all over the world.
There is no equal.
So like
when is it American and when is it world?
So like the Nats, Nats have players from all over, right? They're not claiming to be like, they're not representing the USA.
Two, right?
Conferences.
Yes.
Right.
What are the names of the conference? So it's Western
American. American and National.
Yeah. So which one is American? Which one is National?
Which teams? Is that what you're asking?
What's the difference between American
just,
and National?
It's just the name. Well, the difference is in one, the pitcher bats, and then the other one, there's a designated hitter. Nana is currently losing his shit.
You guys are crazy.
He does
oh,
not
no,
you're
so right. You're so right. That's so obvious.
You have
so
American
obvious.
And National?
Yes, it's just a name. It's just a name.
It's just a name.
Yeah.
Further broken down,
it's
like
East and West.
What's
the other one? Central.
That's what it was.
I mean,
East and West.
The only reason
that's
it
within,
be a national or American league
that's divisions within the conference. So kind of like if we go to football, it's the same thing. It's
AFC,
the AFC and
American
NFC.
Football Conference, National Football Conference.
Yes. And then in that is East, West, South, and North.
And you know, it's all based on when you joined, where you were when you joined.
Our AFC East. American Football Conference.
East and West.
And the North
and
the South.
North and South.
What?
He is losing it.
Hey, look, all I want to say is if this is confusing, I cannot believe English Premier League has groups and different like levels of competition within the Premier
explain
League.
Explain to us relegation.
Let me explain to you what relegation is.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Okay, relegation. Oh,
Stream Bean is mayhem. Losing its shit.
Everything's gone crazy. Right. Mayday, mayday.
Oh, my Lord.
We're drowning.
That's a mess.
And if AFC, NFC, and this.
North, South, East,
wait,
West.
Wait, hold on a second. Obviously, Nana hasn't been listening to the podcast because we went over this.
Yeah, in our prediction episode.
Back in the beginning of the season.
You had an in-depth
So are you saying...
First episode?
No, beginning of the NFL season. So like 4 episodes ago. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5.
But are you saying
that you didn't
listen to it? You haven't heard who we've picked to go to the Super Bowl and become world champions?
Jesus.
I mean, are you serious right now?
I'm 32.
There's
just the 32 teams.
Four each one. Oh, look at that. That's a good
yeah.
chart
nice
right
little
there.
Flow diagram for you.
So,
start with the NFL. You're broken into the AFC and NFC. And each conference is broken into 4 divisions.
Yeah.
And then the divisions are broken up by 4 teams in each division. 32
North,
teams.
South, East, West on one side. North, South, East, West on the other side. And then each one has 4 teams in it.
Same thing with baseball.
Yeah.
I think the MLS works that way, I think.
So
I think so.
Wait, what word were we trying to describe? You said
in England they have different leagues, right?
All right.
Everybody wants to be in the top league, which which is the English Premier League. The first division, you have the second division. You have the English Premier League, you have the Championship, you have the first division and second division. Now, the ultimate goal is if you want to make more money, you want to come into the Premiership.
Does so the, ch- every does the end team of, change where it plays?
At the end of every season, the top three in the last in the championship, the first division and the second division get promoted to the next upper league.
Top three gets promoted.
Bottom three get relegated.
So interesting.
So you see, so there's always competition.
So we send the
Baltimore
Orioles to the
if this was the NFL, we'd be relegating the Redskins and the Jets
and the Dolphins.
So you want to be on the top team and make more money, you need to do whatever you have to do to get to the top
league. That's like the minor league.
Oh, I like that. Isn't that something?
Minor league trying to get to the major
league. Exactly.
Right. And that's why when you win the major leagues, you're the world champion.
And the good thing about Premiership is they give them like £1 billion. That's for like TV rights. So all the teams make so much money, even if you get relegated, the owners still make money.
That's the same as NFL.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They make money.
So everybody wants to be in the Premiership. So there's so much competition to stay in the Premiership. That's what makes it so intense and great about football. But with this, it's like, I don't care the end of the season, whether I lose or win, you know, I'm still in the NFL or AFC or whatnot. You guys don't get moved to like minor leagues or whatnot.
Right.
You
know? Right. There's no.
Some like Dolphins. I heard the Dolphins are crap. Everybody said the Dolphins.
I mean, yeah, so but the owners lose money though.
You lose money.
Because like, yes, okay.
You lose money.
Example. Lowest cost ticket for the game on Monday or on Sunday night, Ravens versus Pats, was like $175 for the cheapest ticket. Cheapest ticket for the Miami Dolphins game,
$30.
Less. It's probably 15.
You're losing team.
No one wants to see you. Redskins, you can get paid to watch the Redskins.
I think there is a.
Owner makes so much money.
There is a difference.
Man, Raiders owners going broke because their team's been
bad
for so long.
There's a difference between losing money and not making as much as you potentially can. So that would be a case where you're not making as much money as you potentially can. But as far as losing money, too much of that happening.
The Raiders owners actually.
In any sport, no team's going to be losing money.
Right. Because the TV rights and TV deals are so huge and so big that is always there. This comes into why Jerry Jones had his big issue when he was trying to get his own separate deals away from those other guys. So, okay, we're all even with everything. We're all even. We got to split up with somebody's giving us this big pot. Let's just call it $50 billion. And we're splitting that up six ways. All right, so we all got that. But now I want to.
Doctor thinks he's pulling his weight. He's the leader of the podcast.
God damn it.
America's host.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my deal over here. You know, and at one point they said, no, man, you can't do that. We got this other thing going on. He's like, no, goddammit, I want my own. You can have Coke. I want Pepsi over here. So while you guys are over there dealing with your Coke that you still got to split up, I got my thing over here with Pepsi. That's how it all works.
Well, I'm going to take a quick moment to thank the Nationals for basically supporting and subsidizing all the money, the income for the Baltimore Orioles with the Masson rights. So thank you guys for accepting that great deal.
I don't know because I thought the Orioles now have to pay them something. So that is all fucked up. But, that, you know, again, that's something for another day.
Okay, so
with the NFL,
when
it comes to sponsorship, does it go, like, straight to the NFL and they split up amongst all the teams? Or, like, every team can have its own sponsorship?
It's definitely a mix of both because they have the league deals and those are the ones that you see on the commercials
everywhere.
All the
like
official stuff.
They don't put like your endorsement
labels
on their jerseys.
Sneaker deals and
they got Nike on their jersey.
Yeah,
Nike bought the jersey rights.
But here's the deal: if you ever watch them in practice, each team has their own practice deals. And now I have a big ass. I think Ford is the Ravens one, so I have a big ass Ford logo on that. And that is that's their thing. Yeah. They also have sometimes if you see the post game press conference, that thing they standing behind, it's just a thing to roll up and put anywhere, and it's all what that's their
brand. Yeah.
So then Jerry Jones is right. You can still do your deal on the side.
Well, now, yes, because he ended up suing. So it wasn't always like that.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't always like that. It was always, you know, hey, this is
the shield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
protect
gotta,
the shield.
Yeah, I got to be one with the league.
Yeah.
The
so some things are a little bit different now.
But, and, you know.
That's bad for business. I mean, if I'm a businessman, I want to make my money on the side. I don't want to share the same power like the Dolphins or something. I still want to make my own money.
Jerry was saying, yeah.
Yeah, and then that's
I
why.
I think it's probably better.
You know?
Probably
and
better.
It's all, I believe two of the owners own EPL teams.
The
Buccaneers owner owns something.
Buccaneers
and the Jags,
the
Jacksonville.
Guys. Yeah.
Jaguars owner owns
Shaq.
One of them
Shaq
owns Manchester United, and we want him to fuck out.
Which one?
The Glazers. I don't know what team.
Yes, that's Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. We
yeah.
want him to fuck out.
Why that?
The whole of Manchester hate. They hate the guy. Like they hate him.
Really?
Listen, he's making so much money, and the team is shit.
Is that Manchester City?
No, Manchester United. City got bought by.
I thought United was supposed to be good. Is that my out of loop?
No,
that was a while ago.
When the Qataris came in,
well, that,
they brought in money. And like,
when did you start watching football?
I was like five.
So that's why Man U was good, because he bandwagoned the one.
No.
Oh, man. No, why is he always coming at you?
Exactly.
He doesn't
know
shit.
I don't
know what's happening.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
The thing is, would you call an NFL's the Super Bowl? Would you call them the world champs? No one else plays football. And no one else plays American football. So you'd call them world champs, right?
I mean, nobody plays.
I mean, the Canadian football team is not. They play a different sport even, so that's
a good. I didn't know Canada had like a football team.
CFL. It's Canadian
yeah.
football.
Yeah.
So it's
used to have a team here in Baltimore.
And
just,
yeah,
have a team
those
in
are,
Baltimore.
My dad's
yeah. And like he's so confused now.
Dude,
I'm
just,
sorry.
Well, the team moved. I think they moved the headquarters.
It was an expansion.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
an expansion.
That's what happened with the Ravens.
Just,
right?
just like that, you would.
Yes.
I feel like many people feel like whoever wins the Premier League is the best club in the world.
No, in England. No. Don't get
oh,
well, you don't think so? Oh, you think like.
This is how it works. If you win Premiership, you're the best team in England.
Okay.
If you win the UEFA Championship, you're the best team in Europe. Now you have to go to Brazil, and the South America has its own thing going on. Asia has its own thing going on. Then
so
they all come together to play the World Cup.
But that's
World Club World Cup.
The World Cup's different.
So that's
than
different.
Your
than
club.
World Cup.
World Club World Cup. So the best from every
World
division.
Club World Cup.
Ah.
Right. So the best in England.
Well, see, I never even seen that.
Yeah, see, this is interesting. Shit, keep at it.
Now, yeah. So wait.
You
so,
got us all.
So then,
what
the
hell?
But, like, wouldn't there be an incentive for like a great player from Brazil or like one of the lesser, like Asia, play in English Premier League?
Right now, when you say great, great is relative because
a world class player. Wouldn't there be incentive for them to play in a bigger market like the English Premier League? Like, so then it's kind of
because Europe is going to say, oh, we have the best player, blah blah blah. America's going to say we have the best player, blah, blah, blah. But it comes down to who's watching which league.
Well, here's the deal, right? There's an American kid that's playing
in Europe.
Right?
He's playing
and it's because there's no money in the
He's been
in
playing
MLS.
In Europe since God
but,
knows how
but,
long.
Because
he's
smart. Because
look,
he's smart.
He's
it'd be dumb
playing,
of him to waste his career
been playing so
in
long
America.
In Dortmund. He was so good that he moved to England.
But
mm-hmm.
this
nothing has changed. He's still a great player.
From this perspective, though, he plays for that club, right?
It has been Americans playing in Europe for a long time.
Right, but
listen,
listen.
I don't know why they're making so much fuss
no,
about this guy.
Just,
come on,
just,
man.
This is the future.
It's an example.
Just listen. If he's playing those clubs right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying the World Club Cup or whatever it's called.
Oh, he's trying to poo-poo on your club.
He can't poo-poo.
No, so you're saying.
He's trying.
Look, just listen. The World Club Cup winner is the world champion, right?
We don't call him the world champion. We just call him, you have the cup of the world club cup. We don't call him a world champion.
Gotcha.
We just call it.
So
I understand what
you're
saying.
All organizations, right?
So
they try to
I guess your argument then in total, in summation, is doesn't matter what it is, World Club Cup, World Series, all that. There's no such thing as any sporting event that you are a world champion.
If you're a world champion,
there's no world champion.
If you're going to be a world champion, the whole world has to be involved. It can't be one country called
so,
as a world.
So
come
like,
on,
so
man.
Like boxing.
I mean, boxing country. Unless you go to the Olympics.
You're an individual
boxing
person.
Is different. Cause boxing, you don't fight for your country. You fight for yourself. But they just attach a country to it. Come on, okay. Man. If you find a heavyweight, don't say Russia's fighting the U.S. Just say blah blah blah. Right. Who's American?
But, fighting yeah, boxing's blah. A good point. You don't fight every. You like they don't involve like that's, all the bad boxers in right. boxing, right? You fight the best right. boxers see, if you want to be world champ.
Boxers fight with associations. There's a WBC. There's a WBC. No,
there's way too many federations.
In the boxing, I can beat you.
In the boxing, there's too many federations, and they pick their names. So they have the WBC, the A. They have so many of them.
Parallel in solo sports. They have so many of them. In solo sports,
sometimes even the top dogs can fight each other because those federations don't want to work with each other. Mm. They're like, no, you can't fight my guy. I want this guy to fight this guy.
So again, we're coming back to the same point. There's no such thing as a world champion. No,
if you want to call world, right? Include the whole world has to be involved in it.
I understand what you're saying.
And even if it's soccer, right? U.S. soccer wants to play other soccer teams and whatnot. That's why we have FIFA World Cup, World Cup. Everybody's involved. But if it's only America and you're going to say based on we have different citizens in that competition, so we're going to call it world.
It's not based on the different citizens.
I think
it's based on the
I understand now. I think you're caught up.
You're caught up in countries.
I think you're caught up because the entirety of the NFL is located in the United States of America.
NFL's only in America.
Hold on a second.
They are
looking at expansion to Canada, to Mexico, and definitely to Europe, which is why they fucking play 5 games a year.
Rumor has it, Chargers to London. Here it is.
Now, hold on a second.
They're only playing on because they make so much money from that.
Hold on a second. But here's the point. If those other teams end up going to those other countries, would it be different for you?
How long have they been pitching this?
Well, there used to be a league in Europe.
What league was that?
It was the World League of American Football.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you confused?
How long ago was this? What team? 15 what years European ago. Country was it where they're playing in?
It was the Monarchs. London Monarchs was one. They had a team in Germany. They had a team in Spain. A team in France.
There was one team in each country, and they were playing their own league.
I think it was two teams in Europe.
And they were playing in Europe.
Yeah.
And the winners there were gonna come play in the NFL. So it was like intercontinental.
No, it was its own separate. It was kind of sort of the minor leagues.
So they tried to start
the
NFL league in the Europe
because they would have players.
Basically, they were trained up in there.
Yeah,
so
not
like
relegated, but they were assigned to whatever team.
Do you watch rugby?
A little bit. I do. Yes.
So they just played the Rugby World Cup, right?
Yes.
America was involved in the Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
So again, you're coming down to world champion being country based.
Yes.
That's not how it's done.
We're
saying the best talent.
Look, because otherwise, wait, time out. No, it isn't.
There are plenty of not American talents in baseball.
In order for your theory to hold true, say baseball, the Baltimore Orioles should only be allowed to have Baltimore people. New York Yankees should only be allowed to have New York people.
That's not what I'm saying. Nobody's saying that. I'm saying
okay, fine.
But the Washington Nationals are in a team of
as a cup,
international
you
players.
You want to call a World Cup something, right? Everybody in the world must have some sort of representation to be able to compete for this phone. That's what I'm saying.
There is representation from everyone in the world. Everyone in the world is sending their best baseball players to the MLB. All right? They're sending good baseball players in the MLB.
Tell me how many MLB teams are going outside of
every single one.
Are going besides Cuba and Japan? What other countries are going in to Portugal players?
All of Latin America, literally all Latin America.
Dominican Republic, yeah. Japan,
oh, sorry,
all South like, America, all of South America. It's everywhere, dude. Yeah. The best baseball players.
Yeah,
Europe doesn't even play baseball, so it doesn't even matter.
They're going.
So assemble the European team. Let's see what they got. They would suck.
World. Bro, there are no great European baseball players. Let's be honest.
Sure.
It's Cuba, Japan, Dominican Republic.
So what, you're saying that just because Europe would have a horrible team, they don't...
I'm not saying Europe is going to have a horrible team.
They are. They would. So just because Europe exists means they have to have a baseball team to play.
Nobody ever thought U.S. are going to play rugby in the first place. But they did good in the World Cup.
They've had people. You can look it up. I don't know exactly where they're from. They have tried to, MLB teams have tried to, I guess, recruit like Olympic talent sprinters to have as base runners.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's different.
That's internationally.
That's you looking at some guys like, man, you can run. Do you want to?
You say both
like,
you play for the Packers.
Didn't you say a soccer player went to kick the ball in your football team?
Yeah.
Exactly, because he can kick. They don't need it. You can kick. That's why they chose you. They don't push other. Listen, you can kick.
What are you talking about right now? Like, you can catch a ball. You only want him because he can catch a ball.
That guy can only hit home runs. If you play soccer and they put you on a football team and the only time they need you is to kick the ball, once you kick the ball, you're out.
What is the point?
That is the point.
The only job for one player, your job is just to kick the ball.
Yeah.
It's a pretty important job. If you watched any games last week, it's a pretty important job.
Colts lost last week because of that.
I'll take that job. Just kick the ball and get paid for it.
Try it.
No training, no workout, nothing.
Dude.
It's like being a goalie. You just got to block the ball.
Yeah, so easy. So easy.
Look at his face. You see his face light up?
Don't ever say that to a goalie in soccer.
Well, don't ever say that to a kicker in football.
Okay, there are 32 kicking jobs in the NFL, and there's not 32
teams.
There's not even enough good kickers to fill them because there are like at least half the NFL is looking for a kicker right now. There's only 16 great kickers.
Huh?
Bless. All the kickers are shit.
Yeah, it's an impossible job.
It's consistency.
Dude, it's all about consistency. When you find a good one like the Ravens have and mm-hmm. Justin Tucker, then
you pay him.
Yeah.
So there's some soggy players that think that's so easy.
Legit, out of 32, is probably 10 good ones that you can count on.
Come on.
No bullshit.
I'll give you a perfect example. Robbie Gould used to be as good as gold is what they would say. He was one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. And all it took was a couple of nagging little injuries here and there. And now he's like a 40% kicker.
A little bit of confidence, he's gone. Done.
Just tweaking stuff, like tweak your quad.
Sprained his ankle.
And his job is only to just kick the ball.
Yep.
Dude, you have to put in practice. Were you in that episode on the football field kicking 35 yarders? Let's see what you can do.
I'll give you, there's got to be a field advice. I'll just give you a little insight.
Let's take it to the field. Come on, it's got to be one nearby.
Here's a little insight. So just looking at an onside kick. You know what an onside kick is?
Reminds me of that movie.
Do you know what an onside kick is?
What's an onside kick?
Where the kicker runs up on a kickoff and kicks the ball and usually hits it right down on top and it bounces the ball straight up in the air.
It's a way to recover the ball.
He's trying to get the ball back.
So from a practice standpoint, mm-hmm. kickers are not allowed to practice that. Their trainers and coaches do not want them to practice that more than maybe once throughout the season, because you're coming down with so much force coming straight down in such a weird angle, you can easily hurt yourself with one kick.
So what would you do that if they know they're going to be injured?
That's how you got to win the game.
Canesville High School is a mile
away. And it's open field.
I'm sure they have upgrades.
Want me to go kick the ball? I wish there was somebody in
soccer. Guys, it sounds like it's going to be a podcast with a live video.
We should do this. Next week or something? Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget. Just kick the ball and just come out. Like, just kick the ball and just...
Bro, we're going to do this. Right. We're going to do this.
I'm looking at football players get hit. Like, they get hit. Are you telling me his job is just to kick the ball? Nothing else.
Come on, he may have to make a tackle if he doesn't kick it right.
You can't just be kicking the ball.
But hold on a second. Yeah, that's the other thing I was about to say, because normally in soccer, you don't just get the two-step kick. You can run up to it and kick.
And you're tapping it off and doing this and doing that. This is every fiber.
There's a snap. Someone has to catch the ball, put it down, hold it.
And this is every fiber in your leg
for one kick. Somebody puts it down, somebody kicks it, bam. Right?
And but I'm saying the best. There's 11 dudes trying to stop that from happening.
11 dudes trying to stop that from happening. Your job is to kick the ball. I'm just saying, your job in the team
is to kick the ball.
Is just to kick the ball. Nothing else.
Well, now at this point, I think Nana is coming at kickers.
And I will say this. It's,
I think that's
what's. What he's saying, look, and ladies and gentlemen, he's not only is he coming at NFL place kickers, any football player who's ever been kept on a team because they're great at set pieces, and that's the only reason they're slow and they're sluggish, but they're great at set pieces, they're only good for those couple of set pieces.
I'll tell you this. If you have a set piece in a game, right, and they bring you on, you still have a couple of minutes to play. You have to run, tackle, get the ball.
And what do you think kickers do? They kick the ball off, they have to run, tackle.
His job is just to kick the ball. You kick the ball. The NFL is every 5 minutes they stop the game or something. Every 2-3 minutes they stop the game and something happens. And that's what happens.
So now, yo, now
I'm not trying to disrespect you.
But that's just like they got in basketball. They got guys who strictly just to block the ball.
Defense.
You got guys who strictly I just want you to dribble the ball.
Defense. So, I understand that. But in soccer, you can't. You have. It's 90 minutes. 45 minutes every half.
Right.
When they bring you in, right, at any point, you still have to finish the game. You don't get off until, like, after 45 minutes in each half.
Or if you fall down and grab your leg, like, you die.
I need a break.
But then you have only three subs.
I'm back, everybody. I made it.
Are you going to risk bringing on a sub who's just going to come kick the ball and just say, oh, I broke my feet, so I'm just going to come out? Then you have only 10 players left on the team.
And you know what soccer players do?
What do they do? Tell me.
I will tell you what they do. The soccer players that they go and throw out there and they go, you're great at set pieces, but quite honestly.
Ooh, is that the MLS? Nobody does that.
Ooh,
nobody does that.
You talking about MLS? MLS?
Yeah, right.
Why are you telling me
that?
Right. Listen.
Hold on.
Nana is shitting on the whole country.
He's going to get my ass deported.
You hide strikers up there in the front, and they walk around for 90% of their match.
Because your job is to poach into the 18-yard box. That's your job.
Their job is to do nothing.
Their job is to poach into an 18-yard box, going back and forth.
For the chance that they might have one chance at a kick that they go, good job, that was a good opportunity.
You want somebody to dribble from one goalie to the other between 22 players. Is that what you're trying to tell me? That's not going to work. You have 22 players
with
one ball,
so,
and their job is to put it in that big-ass goalie.
Exactly.
The NFL field, one ball. Their job is to put it through the goalpost.
Yes. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is
people
have specific jobs in football, in any sport.
No, but you're saying Russ's job is just to keep the ball. You can keep the ball and come out and go rest, right?
When the play is over.
Yes.
Right, so you can have like
you can't get subbed in the middle of your kick.
I kick the ball and I just move to the side. I'm like, hey, don't touch me. Just move to the side. My job, I just kick the ball.
I'm good.
Listen, I'm not holding the ball.
I'm not chasing out the ball. I just kick the ball and I just mind my own business. Is that true or not?
If you want to be in the NFL team, you're not going to be doing that.
But you may have to make a tackle. You may have to make a tackle.
Wow. Yeah, they play. You may have to make a tackle.
Yes, on you to make a tackle.
You may have to make a 60-yard.
You may have to recover a fumble. You may have to do.
And they do it too. They try and chase down guys.
A fake kick, like pass.
You might have to throw it.
That dude got kicked in the face. Right? Took a foot from Antonio Brown. He did it for the team.
Why are you coming to talk to me? If I just kick the ball, go chase the ball.
You're a player in the field.
Sometimes he might not kick the ball. His job can be like, okay, this is going to be a fake kick, and I want you to pass it to the guy.
Okay, so you go fake kick, and then they come on you.
And they do come at you.
Hold on, wait a second.
Wait, you guys just blew my mind. Now kickers aren't kickers anymore? They don't just kick?
So they have helmet and pads for a reason? What?
Look, the good thing about the NFL is it's very physical.
Okay.
The reason why I like the NFL is very physical. I've seen people get knocked out.
It's still not like rugby. Rugby is a physical game. I think
rugby is physical, but they have the limitations.
Yeah, it's weird.
You can't do certain things they do in the NFL.
The most physical game I've ever seen played is soccer. I mean, those guys, there's so many injuries left and right. I mean, they are super tough because sometimes it really, I mean, they're crying on the field. They're crying on the field.
They
get off.
You've seen people's leg go this way. Like, your leg is literally just hanging out. He's just there looking at his leg just hanging out because somebody.
Okay, well, that's any sport. It happens. That's any sport.
But you have no protection on your leg like the NFL.
You do.
Wait. Hold on a second. Which part of the leg are you talking about? Because there is nothing below the knee for NFL players, whereas football players do have those shin guards.
It's a bad. When you tackle, are you? Isn't there like a foul going for like just grabbing the person's leg in the same way?
Oh no. No.
So you tell me
you're actually supposed to go to the legs.
You probably should.
Twist around.
I can twist and bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
NFL rules. Players, yeah. Back in the day, would try to hurt people.
Oh, yeah. They do the crocodile.
You can't grab the back. Right.
There's certain things you can do. Same thing in soccer. You're supposed to go for the ball and not go for the leg.
Right.
Because if you miss the ball and you go for the leg, you could injure somebody.
Okay, so we understand all that. But then there's the time when dudes just fall down and flop.
Which is most of the time.
Because they want to get a foul.
Right.
To put them in an advantage.
And I'm going to be honest with you. That is the thing that people most dislike about football. Is because that cheesy.
If my team is in the 18-yard box, right?
So you're trying to help your team out.
And somebody goes to dive and I get a penalty, you think the other... I'm going to be angry?
No, I think you misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the people who are actually on the field.
We're talking about the people who are watching.
They want
to win.
It's about new fans. You're talking about people who like the game.
I'm talking about the average person.
Nobody's talking about integrity.
I'm talking about this guy right here who wakes up on Sunday to make his family a nice breakfast, and I flip on soccer, football, what have you, and just randomly dudes are falling down and grabbing their knee, grab it.
They're so injured, and then they run.
80 minutes. You just said it's 90-minute game.
Because you don't have a choice. You probably have all your subs out. You better run on that injured knee because nobody's going to change you. You get paid for that. People are getting paid $100,000.
So you saying those injuries aren't fake? And on that note, boys and girls, we're going
to
say goodnight.
Oh, come on. She's trying to cut me off.
Say goodnight, Handsome Shrek.
Goodnight, Handsome Shrek.
Say goodnight, Blockhead.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Nana, if you're still talking to
us.
Y'all
trying to cut me off.
Say goodnight, Nate. Say goodnight, String Bean. Goodnight, everyone.